Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw here with a very special guest, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Hey, Paul.
What's up, Wobby?
Nothing.
It's one of the best days of the offseason. The NFL schedule unveil happened, and we now know when the Vikings are going to play all their opponents. Let's take a look at it using the Microsoft Perceptive Pixel.
The Pixel.
First, though, the slow burn.
Yes.
That's how you call it. The preseason that leads to the regular season. Before we get into the 16 regular season games, tell us about the preseason.
Well, I'm not going to handicap the games. The third preseason game against Kansas City is the most significant because the players play the longest. The thing that should interest fans most here is early with a couple of home games, you are outdoors at TCF Bank Stadium. So that's going to be a new experience. People will love that. Get the tickets at Vikings.com. Secondly, we have a new head coach, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, new. You're going to get some tells as to how it's going to look by these games here into the regular season.
All right, so we're going to get into the regular season. Here's the schedule in its entirety.
Ooh!
A lot to take in, isn't it?
Win.
Well done, all right? You know, the only thing I want to highlight here is the Week 10 bye. Last year, we played in London, so that mandated a Week 5 bye because our game in London was Week 4. You have to have a bye after that game, so that was terrible. We don't like early season byes. We get a Week 10 bye. Give us that every year, don't you think?
Didn't like that at all, no.
Right. Okay.
No, this is kind of the perfect bye. Maybe a week too late if you want to be hypercritical, but I think it's good.
All right, let's get into the first quarter of the season, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, to me, you take a look at these games. You open up at St. Louis. Not too bad of an opening game, but to me, the highlight of the first quarter of the season is we have a revamped defense, a revamped defensive line, and most importantly, a revamped secondary.
Yes.
It's going to be tested early, Tom Brady and Drew Brees in weeks 2 and 3.
You know, and in week one, you're opening on the road, which is not preferred, but Brad Childress won his first game as a head coach on the road, Monday Night Football at Washington. You're opening against a team with two picks in the first 13, so they'll probably have a couple of nice ones there. Then you get Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Matt Ryan. I think this is the toughest part of the schedule, and it also is your only 3:25 in the afternoon game, and that's going to be here at TCF Bank Stadium.
14 of the Vikings' 16 regular season games are going to start at noon. That's what happens when you go 5-10-1 the previous season. All right, second quarter of the season.
Jeez.
You open it up with the border battle at Green Bay, our only primetime game of the season, PA. It's 7:25. It's a Thursday night game. No Sunday night. No Monday Night Football. Again, product of being 5-10-1, but hopefully next year we have a bunch of primetime games because we have a good season. Second quarter of the season, your thoughts.
Wobby, I think it's really cool the Thursday night game takes this place this early in the season because really the last thing you want is late in the season to have the minds and the bodies tired, and now you got a short week, and you have a short week at Green Bay, which is going to be difficult. So at least it happens in week 5. I think we led by 12 at Lambeau Field in the fourth quarter last year, and they ran us down and eventually went to overtime and got that tie. I don't mind this part of the schedule. It's all tough. At Buffalo's winnable. Detroit at home's winnable. Then week 8, you go to Tampa, Leslie Frazier, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's going to be really interesting. I like this patch right here.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's an interesting game for me. It's a non-divisional game, so an unfamiliar opponent. But as you stated, Leslie Frazier, Lovie Smith, we're familiar with him too because he was head coach of the Bears all that time. Very active team in free agency, and they have a top 10 draft pick, so that'll be an interesting game. Third quarter of the season. Now, to me, very interesting here because of the quality of teams in week 12 and 13, two playoff teams, another divisional game at Soldier Field, very tough to win.
Yeah.
RG3 and the Redskins in week 9, interesting quarter of the season here.
Yeah, Wobby, you know, I'm not going to reevaluate what I said about the first four games of the season because when you go from Tom Brady to Drew Brees to Matt Ryan,
that's tough.
That's really tough. Yep. But you know what? So is at Soldier Field, Aaron Rodgers at TCF Bank Stadium. And then Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly and those creatures coming to TCF Bank Stadium, you know, at Mall of America Field last year, they had a heyday against us. I think we'll be better this year than we were last year. Last year we got Carolina early in the schedule. This year we get them later. We never win at Soldier Field, haven't won at Soldier Field since 2007. At least you get that one out of a bye. And then as you'll see here by the final quarter, three consecutive at home. So as the creature turns for home, trying to dash to the wire in the Vikings Derby to win the division or get to the postseason, this is the time right now where you need to cut and you need to take advantage of that three in a row at home.
Exactly right. Three in a row at home, four of the final six also at home in week 17, the finale at home. Let's get into the final quarter of the schedule right here. Another unfamiliar opponent, the New York Jets come to town. And then, of course, at Detroit for a divisional game at Miami. You close the season by welcoming Jared Allen back to Minnesota TCF Bank Stadium.
Wow.
You close the season with the Bears, a good way to go. Hopefully we're in a playoff hunt. That's going to be a fun game. Last quarter of the season, what do you think?
I think the schedule's cool. I mean, I don't, you know, you look at schedules sometimes overall, and, you know, you have the London trip, and then thus the early bye, and then your Thursday game falls in a certain spot. I really, really like this schedule. You know, I know the Jets added Chris Johnson. Winning at Ford Field can be tough. Dolphins, unfamiliar foe late in the season. Warm late in the season, not bad. Week 16 in Miami, nothing bad about that. And then Jared Allen comes to TCF Bank Stadium to finish it. I think it's a very cool way to finish the season. I have absolutely no idea how many games the Vikings are going to win at this stage, but I don't see any real negative patches in the schedule. And in fact, later with the 4 of 6 at home and 3 consecutive at home and the late bye, I think that's more advantageous for the Vikings than the schedule last year, Wobby.
If the Vikings can keep their head above water early in the season, get through that tough first quarter, and if you're in the hunt late in the season, the schedule is favorable for the Vikings. Now, as we look at the schedule as a whole, let's help our friend, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Steve LaCroix, sell some tickets, okay? Let's look at the home games for the Vikings.
Well, this thing sells itself.
You can get tickets at Vikings.com.
Yeah.
But you open up your home slate of games against
Tom
Brady.
Absolutely.
Best ever.
Yeah.
You close the home schedule by hosting division rival Chicago and Jared Allen. You welcome him back. The home slate of games is very fun for the Vikings this year.
Well, this sells itself. Vikings.com for tickets and tickets to the preseason games, too. Outdoors TCF Bank Stadium, a couple of games to start off, including Oakland. But like Mike said, you know, you go week two here, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Detroit's a division rival. They're always fantastic games. And then you have RG3, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, who cares at that point? Hopefully we have 8 or 9 wins by that point. And then you finish against Jared Allen and the Bears.
Overall record, we don't really know. There's a lot that's going to have to happen between now and the regular season, so we won't get into it. We haven't even had the NFL draft yet. But we know it's going to be an exciting season for the Vikings in 2014 with a bunch of great home games and some fun road trips. Remember, get your tickets at Vikings.com. And also remember, this is a busy time for the Vikings. The NFL draft is coming up, so stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network for coverage of the draft.